Welcome to the Sport Passion Podcast. And here is your host, Lars Marendorf.
Hello and welcome to the Sport Passion Podcast. This episode is going to be the first of a couple of additional episodes in the preview series for the 2026-2027 NHL season. Usually my show is in German and there will be one preview for each NHL team in German. But because I took part in the European Players Media Tour in Munich, I was also able to speak to a couple of non-German players, and those English-only interviews will be aired in addition to those previous shows in German. So this is going to be the first one. It is with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen from the Buffalo Sabres, and the first part is going to be questions from Sergei Feldman, who is the guy who made everything possible around the European Players Media Tour for me. So he's director of international communications for the NHL, and I'm very thankful for him to make it possible for me to join him in those interviews. All of them, if you follow the series and if you're going to listen to a couple of other ones, will be in the same order. He will start with questions that he had from media stations from the countries where the players are coming from. So for example, for a Finnish player, he had some questions from Finnish outlets there. And after he is done with his questions, I had time to add to that and ask a couple of additional questions that I had prepared. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys have some fun with some of the interviews. And again, this first one is with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen from the Buffalo Sabres. So enjoy this first episode of interviews in the preview series for the upcoming NHL season.
Yep, rolling.
Okay.
All right, so I'll begin. How are you?
Good. Yeah. You're great.
I'm going to start with last year. So I'm going to take you to January 27, playing well, just before the Olympics, get hurt. Don't get a chance to represent the country. Can you maybe walk me through that process? What was going on mentally? How you were feeling? Maybe the challenge of that?
Yeah, it was a really frustrating time, kind of. The whole idea of getting to play in the Olympics felt kind of a little bit surreal, but then getting injured just before it, like, also felt like surreal, but like completely opposite ends of the spectrum. It was really frustrating to kind of go in the first couple of days doing the MRIs, everything, and kind of knowing that you will miss the Olympics. It stinks. It kind of, it just weighs you down. It's just like something that only happens every 4 years, if that, and getting a chance to represent your country in the biggest stage in the world, it's deflating. But I was really, you know, it was quite fortunate, and I was happy that we were having a good season, we were playing good hockey, and knowing that I can take the time and we'll be back pretty much right after the Olympics end, I should be good to go. So that was kind of a silver lining that I was able to rehab myself and rehab my injury to just state that I could be back to help the team to win in Buffalo.
If my numbers are correct, you went 11-2-1 after that. So then the season began again. Do you have something to prove? Did you feel like you had a chip on your shoulder and want to kind of be out there more? Obviously, you have a playoff chase, but was there any additional motivation?
Not really. At least I didn't think about it that way. I was just frustrated about the injury and everything, but I think what fueled the most was the playoff race, was knowing that we can do, you know, something that hasn't done in Buffalo for a little bit to make the playoffs. And we have a great group of guys, so just you know, every day only thing that you think about is to help the team win. So it was a frustrating time, but as I said, kind of just trying to, I always just try to think about it the way that I can just rehab myself, take a mental break during the Olympics. You know, I was happy to see Finland do as well as they did. I have a lot of good friends in that team. So, you know, just trying to kind of take a little bit of a break mentally and physically and just be more ready when the season started again.
You kind of mentioned it. First playoff berth in 14 years. Obviously huge for the city, for the fans, so obviously the players on the team. What was that ride like?
It was awesome. It didn't end the way we wanted to. It was frustrating, to say the least, the way it ended. You know, we knew that we had more gas in the tank. I think we played two good series, you know, lots of ups and downs and lots of learning for us still in the playoffs. But I think just seeing how, you know, the city is behind us all the time, but like just in the playoffs, it was a completely different thing to kind of seeing how real and how authentic the fans are in Buffalo and, you know, how they really show that it means something there. So just seeing the whole city rallying behind the team was just something I'm, you know, kind of probably going to remember for the rest of my life.
What do you take from that experience, the highs and lows? Obviously, you were close. There's a fine line between winning the cup and losing the first round. It could be the same thing for a team to the extent that you're right there, maybe. Did you feel like you were contenders, and what do you take from that experience?
I think that we were better team than we were playing at the start of the season, and we kind of proved it to everybody else and to ourselves. But in the playoffs, you know, just I think there was, you know, a little bit too much of the up and down movement for us, that there was a good game and a bad game. And but it, you know, we were a young team. It was a lot of the guys, it was first time to playing, you know, playoffs and being in that stage. So I think there's a lot of learning we can do about it. You know, it usually boils down to the game seven, but there's still, you know, plenty of, we did well before then and plenty we need to improve before that.
Awesome. Shorter summer than usual. Good problem to have. How was it for you in terms of unwinding a little bit and relaxing? What did you do for fun? And then how did you shift to the training regimen with the season starting earlier and the off season looking a little different this year?
It's one of those things you try to kind of, I would say, I wouldn't say I'm old, but I'm a little bit older than you know, I would say I'm an older player now, so just kind of knowing your body, knowing your needs, knowing what you need to do to kind of succeed. You learn, you do a lot when you're younger, and you kind of pick from different coaches, different, you know, workouts, everything, and you kind of build your summer on, you know, what you know and what you know works. So, you know, I enjoy being in Finland. I enjoy being with my friends, being with my family. That's, you know, the best part of the, you know, whole thing is to kind of get to spend time with them. So mentally, it's always, you know, nice to just recharge, seeing everybody kind of get away from hockey in that sense. But, you know, just at the same time, you just want to be more ready and kind of work on the details, you know, really get to work through the season.
Look into next year. Expectations are high of the team. Prepare for that? Embrace that?
Yeah.
Agree with that?
Yeah, I think everybody's prepared, but I think it's about, as you said, embracing it. It's about taking it as, you know, it's a different situation, but we have to kind of feel from that. We have to be, you know, I don't know, not even ready for it, but we have to kind of turn it as our advantage. You know, we know that teams will be ready to play us. There won't be, you know, any, you know, easy games in Buffalo anymore. And I think you should play pretty well against good teams. So I think that's just something we now know. We don't have to think about it. Like, we know that teams will come in and they will, you know, they know that it's going to be a challenge every night. So, you know, just kind of embrace it, embrace and be confident how good of a team we are, and knowing it, and we kind of showed it last year, so just almost continuing where we left off.
The landscape has changed a little bit. off-season activities, players coming and going to different teams, including in the division and in the conference. Lots of talk about Florida, exciting in Toronto, and so on and so forth. How do you view the competitive balance right now and the challenge of getting through the division and even the conference?
Yeah, I mean, the playoff system is really heavy on the division side of things. So our division, I would argue, is probably the best from all of them, or at least the, like, from top to bottom, it's usually is the pretty, you know, tightest one. So, as I said, it kind of goes to the same thing I was already talking about. There's no off nights. There's no nothing easy, and you know, we had to take the playoff mentality from this start of the season. You can't have an off night. You know, there won't be a team, especially in the Atlantic Division or in our division, that everybody's fighting for pretty much, you know, the same points. We're going to play a lot of teams that, you know, you can't, like, 1 point can make all the difference at the end of the year, and we have to know that from the start. So, you know, just knowing how much every game matters, it's going to be huge for us. And, you know, it'll be really exciting season, I think, in the East overall.
Team success is the main priority, I get that, but if we can stick with you for just a moment, what are your personal goals for the upcoming season? Do you envision yourself trying to hit certain numbers? Do you want to establish yourself as the guy in the league, on the team, etc.? How do you view it on an individual basis this year? As an older player.
I mean, it's just like one of those things where I feel like there's been really good seasons, but kind of just building where we left off last year, or where I left off last year, especially in the regular season, just being, you know, consistently a guy who wins games, a goalie who wins games and is helping the team win, especially with the team we have right now. It's a good opportunity for me to be the guy. Of course, the rotation worked really well last year, and, you know, Lino is a really, really good goalie partner. So, you know, in the end, that's up to the coaches, but kind of putting myself personally in a position where I'm ready to play as many games as I'm asked for, and hopefully, you know, get a couple more games than I did last year.
Okay. NHL is coming to Finland again this year. To Germany as well next season. Olympics last year. World Cup of Hockey coming up. How cool is it to be part of this sort of international moment right now for the league?
It's great. I think it's kind of, league is taking it to the right, you know, spots. I think there's a lot of market in Europe to kind of steal the take, and I know how much hockey means in Finland personally. I grew up in Finland, so knowing that everybody watches it, and I still think that NHL is taking more and more kind of foot space in Finland too, and it's easier than ever to watch games, which is great. So I'm really happy that they bring the game more to the Europe, or bring the NHL more to the Europe, because in the end, it's just, you know, NHL is the best league in the world. There's no question about that. So I'm really happy that we, you know, get to be part of the kind of movement to, you know, having kids and having, you know, even my friends and family are able to watch more and more games. So I'm really happy that the league is taking it that way.
You mentioned how important hockey is in Finland. Did you have any role models? Because just recently, Finnish goalies introduction into the Hall of Fame. Is there someone you try to model your game after?
I mean, there were so many great Finnish goalies, but I think, like, watching Kiprusoff and Rask and Rinne when I was really growing up, I think those three are, like, really big for me. Overall, I think just Rinne was probably the one I really liked, you know, a little bit taller of a goalie, and just how consistently good he was every year in NHL was great to watch and just kind of learn from. It's hard to say if I modeled my game, because, like, at some point you kind of have to take your game to your own way, but I would say that for sure it's influenced from, you know, watching the Finnish goalies.
You mentioned that in the playoffs you had, like, up and down as a team, up and down games. It was also like you switched with Alex the goalie position a lot. For you as a goalie position has changed. Is it easier
to be the number one, or is kind of like a 1A or 2-1B setup, if you want to call it like that? Is that easier for you to know, okay, maybe I can have an off game, but there's another guy coming in, and then if I'm refreshed, I can play better again?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. I think every goalie wants to be the number one and be the guy. I don't think there's any question about that, but I think the position is evolving every year. It's kind of, there's more and more wear and tear on the position. It's getting harder for goalies and, you know, players too every year to kind of stay healthy. So, you know, more and more they want to kind of load management the goalies too. So, but I think in the end, every goalie wants to play as much as they can and be the guy. I think that's, if you get to NHL, you're mentally ready for it. That's mentally what you want. But in the end, you're ready to do what's best for the team or whatever the coach says.
Quick one at the end. You mentioned how hard the division is. Would you prefer a 1-8 seeding in for the playoffs?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. I think we're done. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Good luck.
Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.